Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Molly Honia. She is the Development and Communication Coordinator for Think Wild. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. We were just talking off the air that you've been with Think Wild for about 3 years now.
I have, yeah.
And one of the first things I learned about you guys was when you were talking about baby season.
So springtime and then into the summer is when wildlife are most active. They're nesting, they're reproducing, they're raising their young. They're walking around in parks and flying around in trees and in the forests with their babies. And with an increase in baby wildlife in our local ecosystem means that there's potential for accidental orphanings or injured wildlife that people might come across. During baby season, we launch an education campaign to make sure that people know what to do if they find baby wildlife and have questions or concerns about them. And we host a really fun wildlife baby shower event to help raise funds, and it's a donation drive for the baby season.
And what do we do at the event? I mean, is it like a regular shower? Do you bring gifts for little baby animals?
Yeah, you can bring gifts for baby animals. We have a whole wish list listed on our website, so you can get an idea of what types of supplies, food and enclosure supplies and things like that to help us care for orphaned wildlife. And then it's just basically a big party. It's fun, a family-friendly event. It's on Sunday, May 18th from 11 to 3 at the Commons in downtown Bend. We'll have lawn games, we'll have a live band, and there'll be face painting. We'll have education booths where you can learn about different wildlife, nest boxes and things like that. You can put together a wildflower seed bomb to go plant in your own garden to help support native wildlife. And then we'll have raffles and a silent auction with some really great items in them.
You guys are so busy. Your organization does so much, and it makes sense. I mean, Central Oregon and wildlife is hand in hand, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons why people like to live here is we're in nature.
Yeah, yep. With our open spaces and beautiful forests and lakes and everything means that there's lots of wildlife that live here as well. So we are always busy looking for ways to get people involved with wildlife conservation and teach people about how to be respectful around wildlife and encourage good wildlife behaviors and human behaviors.
Recently, I saw something that you guys sent out about some bald eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Which I gotta be honest, I didn't know we had bald eagles here.
Yeah, bald eagles are pretty common in Central Oregon.
Okay.
And we currently have two bald eagle patients in our care. Both are pretty critically ill. One suffered a femur fracture, so she broke her leg. We suspect she was hit by a car, but we're not totally sure. But that fractured femur required a couple of surgical interventions, so our veterinarian provided two different surgeries to repair that broken leg.
Wow.
And now she's gradually recovering from those surgeries and that trauma.
And then the other one?
The other one is suffering from lead toxicity. So
how's that happen?
Unsafe levels of lead in her blood. And likely it's from ingesting lead through eating carrion or gut piles. So people who use lead ammunition to either shoot pest-like animals, so marmots and ground squirrels and animals that they don't want on their property, if those animals have lead in them, and a bald eagle who might eat 2, 3, 4 marmots in a week, then ingests that lead and it can add up in their systems over time.
How do we avoid that? What do you suggest?
There are lots of non-lead ammunition options available.
Okay.
So our local company, Nosler, that makes ammunition, they have non-lead options. They perform similarly. They're available and aren't going to lead to lead in the ecosystem or lead in the food that you're eating.
Sure.
Because lead can be harmful to humans if we ingest it as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering if you shoot a marmot or something, would it be better to, I don't know, do you pick it up and do something with it? Or
if you know that an animal or a carcass or a pest animal has lead in them, it's best to dispose of it.
Just get rid of it. Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, so that scavengers like bald eagles and coyotes and other scavenging species don't end up ingesting that lead.
Makes sense. Wow. Okay. There's a problem I never knew existed.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are out there checking this stuff out.
Mm-hmm. And in waterfowl, it's long been the law in Oregon to not use lead ammunition because we know that lead can accumulate, especially in lakes and rivers. It's heavy, right? It sinks to the bottom of the lake by design. For waterfowl hunting, lead has already been phased out. So we're hopeful that this education campaign and teaching people about the effects of lead on wildlife can help people think about switching to non-lead alternatives.
Gotcha. Molly, thanks for coming in. More information at your website.
www.thinkwildco.org.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.